Several years ago, my friend and fellow Unity minister, Reverend Will Bowen, hosted Edwine Gaines at his church in North Kansas City. And when she was there, she shared the same advice she did with us 2 weeks ago. She said that if you want to change your life, stop complaining for 21 days. Remember this? Said it will completely transform your life. And she even said, if you remember this, she said, when you're tempted to complain, instead say, God, that's great. Remember? So this message, the suggestion about not complaining for 21 days, really took hold of Will, and he decided to launch a campaign in his congregation to become a complaint-free church. Everybody on board with that? Yeah, I like that too. And so he found some bracelets. You know those, they're polyethylene or rubber, whatever they are, but like the Livestrong bracelets that come in different colors. He got purple ones of those, and he passed them out to everyone in the congregation, and each person was to wear that bracelet on their wrist, and if they caught themselves complaining, just simply move the bracelet onto the other wrist. And so the idea was to go 21 days without moving your bracelet off of the one wrist. Well, word of this spread, and pretty soon people outside of the church were asking for purple bracelets as well, because they too wanted to stop complaining. And so it just continued to grow, and pretty soon there was a story in the paper about it. It was on the news. A national magazine came and interviewed Will. And by now, the campaign had grown. It was no longer about being a complaint-free church. It was about creating a complaint-free world. And then one day, the fateful call came, inviting Reverend Will to appear on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Right? I mean, that's really, you know, you've arrived. And so he did that, and we watched it at Unity Village. It was terribly exciting to see all this unfolding. We were a part of it and whatnot. And after that appearance on Oprah, things just took off. And eventually, Will and his team, if you can believe this, they sent out millions of those purple bracelets to people all over the world, every part of the world, people who wanted to work on stopping complaining. And Will ran on to write a book called A Complaint-Free World, and eventually he actually appeared on Oprah a second time to talk about his book. So one day, I saw him and I said, wow, Will, did you ever expect that you would be on Oprah? And to my surprise, he said, absolutely. He said that from the very beginning, his church had posted a picture of Oprah on the bulletin board, and they had put a headline up that said, Oprah, here we come. And even more, I think, significant was that he shared with me that he had developed his own practice, a habit, and that pretty much every day he would imagine what it would be like to be on Oprah. He would think about making the trip to Chicago, about walking into her building. He would imagine waiting backstage in the green room and eventually being introduced and coming out on stage. He felt what it would feel like to hug Oprah and to feel and smell her hair and to sit down across from her and look at her and speak about his campaign with the audience out there and the cameras rolling. He imagined every aspect of this in vivid detail over and over again until, by golly, it actually happened. Will was using the power of his imagination to create his desired results. So we have a principle in Unity that speaks to this. We call it the law of mind action. And simply put, it says, what we think about, we bring about. Or put another way, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. It's essentially saying that what we think about creates our own reality, that we really create the world we live in through the thoughts that we hold, what we tell ourselves. And so this is somewhat related and also reflected in the law of attraction. Many of you have probably heard of that. The law of attraction is really saying that we attract into our lives that which we place our attention and our intention on. As we begin to feel a sense of it already being ours, we set into motion the vibration or the energy to actually attract it into our lives. And so in popular culture, books and films like The Secret have really touted the law of attraction primarily as a way to attract certain material possessions into your life. So, you know, manifest $1 million or get your dream house or that beautiful necklace you've been eyeing in the shop window. Or more commonly, use this to manifest a parking spot. And so that's all well and good. People use these principles in whatever way they choose. But to me, it really diminishes the power of the spiritual principle of imagination to focus it on things like the fancy car and the home and so forth. Because the real power of using your imagination is not in getting and having, it's in being and becoming. That actually, our imagination is the most powerful creative tool we have for transforming our lives. The great 20th century mystic and spiritual teacher, Neville Goddard, actually says that our imagination is the Christ. And in Unity, of course, we define the Christ as the highest expression of God in humankind. And so you think about that for a moment. We're made in the image and likeness of God the Creator, and so we too are creative beings. And so our imagination is the faculty through which that creativity occurs. And Goddard writes, you can put it up, Lisa. Christ in us is our imagination. The mystery hid from the ages, that mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory from Colossians, is your imagination. It's the faculty and the power of your imagination. Goddard goes on to say that the ultimate purpose of imagination is to create in us the spirit of Jesus. Isn't that cool? He says that Jesus brought imagination to mankind, and that he taught us to have faith in our own imagination. So think about that for a moment. Think about the example of when Jesus said to the lame man, pick up your mat and walk. And then later said, your faith has made you well. Well, what he was really saying to this man is bring into your mind's eye the truth that you are whole and well. Imagine that, live into that, and you will be healed. So we think about you were healed by your faith, but it was really the faith in one's imagination. It was a faith in this picture, this image in our own mind's eye. Well, we know that Jesus, or we say in Unity, that Jesus epitomized the Christ, that he was the perfect expression of God and humankind. But we also say that we have this same Christ potential in us. And the way to activate it is by identifying with our highest self, our highest aim, our highest purpose. And Neville Goddard offers some specific ideas on how we can use the power of our imagination to bring into fuller expression through us the Christ presence. And so here are the steps that he recommends. The first one is to identify your purpose. What is your highest aim? What is your greatest dream, your grandest ideal? What is that tug you feel in your own heart? to be all you can be and to do all you can do. What is that purpose? Align with it, not so much that you have a purpose, but you are that purpose. You embody that. You are being it. And the second step, I think, is the most important of all. That once you have identified that purpose, you bring into your imagination the sense of it having been fully achieved. So you really use your imagination to just create the picture of your heart's desire having been realized. And then you think from it, not of it. Now that sounds a little tricky, but here's the difference. If you're thinking of something, it's out here and you're trying to get to it. But if you think from something, it's already arrived. You've already expanded yourself into that, just as with Will Bowen. He already was on the stage with Oprah. He was already living that and feeling those feelings. He was thinking and feeling from it. And the feeling part is very, very important. I actually believe that the feeling, connecting with the feeling of this, is even more important than the thinking, because at least for me, if I start getting into my thoughts as I'm imagining something in the future, I start getting all sorts of questions like, well, how's that going to happen? Or when can I expect that? Or I better do this or that to, right? But if you're feeling it, you're connected with your passion, you're connected with your purpose. And so you just let yourself imagine it all coming to pass exactly as you have longed for. And Neville Goddard says, a good time to practice this is right before we go to sleep and right after we wake up. I have found in my life, and I bet you have too, that that is a time when we are particularly open and receptive to divine messages, to divine energy, and divine guidance. And so you practice this. Just give yourself that sort of flight of fancy, if you will. And then once you are in that state, the end state of the desired result, pay attention to your inner voice. Pay attention to your self-talk. Go ahead, Lisa. What are you telling yourself? You cannot change your life unless you change what you're telling yourself. If you say to yourself what you have always said and believe about yourself, what you have always believed, you will get the same out picturing. And so in this exercise, the way you work on this is by noticing what you're telling yourself, your inner talk, and then ask, is this what I would be saying to myself from the position of that desired state? If all that I have envisioned and longed for has come to pass, is this what I would be telling myself? I'm going to guess that it maybe isn't. And if it isn't, make a change. You have that power. So the first thing is to let go of all the automatic, mechanical, negative stuff we tell ourselves, the self-criticism, the worry and the doubt, not good enough, can't do it. Let go of all that. When you're imagining yourself in that finished state, when you're really imagining growing into the Christ that you are, from that vantage point, you are feeding and actually basking in positive and constructive thoughts. So pay attention, adjust your self-talk. And the next is, while you're in this state, while you're in your imaginative place, is to practice inner action, not interaction, inner action. And what this means is, so think of it this way, you're basically creating a little movie in your own head. You're creating the movie of your dreams, right? You're seeing it all play out. And in that vision that you are holding, imagine yourself taking some action. Imagine some movement on your part. So, for example, with Will, he imagined going over to hug Oprah. He imagined coming out from backstage, sitting down, and looking out. He imagined all these various actions that were part of that out picturing. And so he was going through the feelings that that brought up and all of it, but practicing the actions. And then we can imagine that when it was time and he was actually on the stage, that kind of felt familiar. So we practiced it. I think of this as, you know, I believe what like Olympic athletes do. They envision being on the slope or on the parallel bars or whatever it is, balance beam, and they practice in their mind's eye over and over. They practice that action they're going to be taking. And that leads us to the fifth and final step here, which is persevere. You continue to practice this beautiful imagining, just giving yourself over to it, feeling the feelings associated with it, adjusting your self-talk, and practicing the inner action. You know, it takes a while. You're moving into your highest self, so you got to give this a little bit of time to sort of sink in. You know, it's not. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it happens quickly for people. Sometimes they have a thought, they just seed the thought, and then they look back later and think, wow, that all came to pass. But in the meantime, make it a habit and practice it. So let's have a real life example, shall we? I find that whenever I pick a topic I'm going to speak on, that bam, it comes up in my own life. And so this is from recent in my own life. Okay, so we have a team that is working on live streaming our services. We've been talking about this for a long time. Yeah, it's going to be really, really cool. Thank you, but it is going to be really, really cool. So what that means is that if you're not here, say if you're traveling, if you live in another city and you have friends that you want to watch the service, or you're up here doing something, they can tune in. They can watch online. So we have this team, and it's headed up by Christopher Naughton, who, by the way, has his own Emmy Award-winning TV program that airs in Philadelphia called The American Law Journal. And the other co-lead of that team is Charlie Tudor, sitting right back there. Wave your hand, Charlie. And Charlie is an expert videographer who actually built his career as Pat Robertson's videographer. Bit of a change here, isn't it? But we love having you here. So Charlie and Christopher were leading this meeting, and they start talking about here that, you know, we're going to have these cameras, and we're going to put them here and there, and we're going to work a little bit on the lighting and, you know, various things about the equipment we would need. And then Christopher just casually throws out, eventually I'm seeing this broadcast on TV. Yeah. So then they continued on and said, you know, Paula, you're going to get used to being in front of the cameras. You're going to learn your best angles, okay? You'll change, you know, how you stand or move or walk or that kind of thing. You know, you'll really learn from this. And Charlie, just to really make the point, said, I will make you watch the videos of yourself. So they continued on from there. You know, this is what that'll entail. But to be quite honest, I wasn't hearing a lot past then, because I was really stuck back at the part of, we're going to put you on TV. I was just, yeah. Now, let me assure you, I am very blessed and very clear on what my aim and what my purpose is. I am devoted, body, spirit, soul, mind, to helping as many people as possible discover the Unity message and transform their lives. I believe it is powerful. I believe our time has come. And I welcome that opportunity for people to reconnect with Jesus and his foundational teachings of love through what we have to share. So I feel that. And yet, when they brought up about being on TV, I felt all these fears start to come up. I'm thinking, well, how's that going to be? I've never done that before. And how am I going to look? And how am I going to sound? And I remembered someone saying, you know, when you're on TV, you really shouldn't wear any patterns or prints. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get a new wardrobe. And then I remembered, this is the capper, I remembered someone saying, you know, the camera adds about 20 pounds. And so I said, God, that's great. Not going to complain. God, that's great. Then I went off and I thought about it. I just gave it a little time to sink in. And I had what you might call my coming to Jesus moment. because I thought this is exactly what my mission is about. This is a golden opportunity. This is it materializing and manifesting before me. This is what sets my soul on fire to speak about this. And I will do whatever it takes to overcome my fear and insecurity and blah, 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 and do it. I will do this. I will do this, Charlie. And I am grateful. Yeah. Okay, we won't go there. But anyway, so that's me. But enough about me. What about you? What about your highest aim? What about your grandest dream? What about what Spirit is calling you into? Maybe not even to do something, but to be a certain way. To be the fullest expression of the spiritual being that you are. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, bring that into your mind's eye as having manifested? Can you see it for yourself? When you see it for yourself, can you allow yourself to feel the feelings that come up, to feel the joy of living on purpose, of being this clear, open channel through which the Christ is expressing through and as you into the world? This is what it's all about. This is our spiritual path and practice. And we use this incredible tool of imagination to make it so. Well, Neville Goddard says that we become what we imagine. And so I invite you to join me in imagining the highest and best for ourselves, for each other. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and imagine the highest and best for our country and for our world. You can have many movies going at once. And one I've become fond of is jumping ahead from this time of such division in our country, jumping ahead to a place where good has come from it. And we've come back together, realizing that after we see how painful it is to be this divided, that we will, in fact, be reunited at a whole other level, and won't it be magnificent? You know, it's a great relief to move into that space when you're feeling negative. I invite you to join me in that and just give your imagination a little workout. Make it fun. Give yourself that gift. Imagine your life, imagine our country, imagine our world. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I invite you to join me in using this beautiful power of our God-given imagination to see the full expression of the Christ in and through us, and to see the world as one. Let's turn now to our meditation. I invite you to get comfortable in your seat, and let's just take a deep breath in. Release, and let it go. Breathe into the presence of God, enfolding you, loving you, cheering you on. Breathe in and let go a little more deeply. Take into your own heart the truth that you are enough. You are worthy, and you are loved. God God is doing a mighty work through you and as you. I invite you to connect for a moment with your highest, grandest dream of your life, of yourself. Picture that in your mind's eye. How it feels, how you move, what you experience inside. Give yourself that beautiful gift of your dream having been realized. And revel in it and let it become you in the silence. Feel gratitude bubbling up within us. Such gratitude for the lives that we're living, the blessings of spirit upon us. We know that anytime we connect with our purpose and our passion, we find all the strength and courage we need to overcome our fears, to step into the highest expression of the Christ in us. We're so grateful for this knowing, for the power of our imagination, for our way shower Jesus, who showed us the way. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.